morning. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, July 30th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just busy doing some interviews for an open position and keeping busy in the office. Cheryl's been working away and trying to get things done so that we can pass on our file to the treasurer. So then that way they can get all their statements in, so pass it on to Cheryl. Get closer to that anyway.
Rodney Blister, maintenance.
Good morning. Have a work session item. Other than that, nothing new to report. Thank you.
Zach James, maintenance.
Not a whole lot new. Seems like things have slowed down at least a little bit. We had a pretty busy couple months there, but we do have a couple subdivisions that are out for review right now. Kind of get some general inquiries about some things here and there, but otherwise, nothing too new. Also starting to at least make some plans for some of the ordinance updates. Haven't got anything yet, but just kind of laying out a timeline and going through a process to do that. So starting to evaluate that process and what that'll look like. So hopefully we get started working on that here in the next month or so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Janelle Valley Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, and as Carrie mentioned, we're just preparing to get that file rolled over, and we'll start working on those tax statements that'll come out next month.
Thank you for responding to my request as well. I appreciate that. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Couple things going on. The guys are still working on Golden. Mentioned that was closed. That's been closed the last couple weeks, and they're getting closer. Hopefully, I don't know if we'll get it open this week, but it's not too far away. That was a FEMA project that the guys are working on. Contractor contacted us about setting up a pre-construction meeting for the concrete on Pleasant Grove Road. So we're getting closer to that. I would think maybe sometime in August or early September they'll look at starting that project. So that's when I know more and a better time frame and stuff, I'll certainly pass that on. And we did close Sperry Road for that bridge project Monday. So that is, they're getting going, obviously just getting going because it's just yesterday. So, but that will, should move along fairly well, I would think. And then the guys are kind of working over Sullivan Slough, the road basically out from underwater now. But it left a lot of mud, a lot of silt and stuff. So we're gonna start, you may get a call, we're gonna handle it a little bit like a pinching project. We windrowed all that stuff initially to get, just make the road passable. Now we're gonna start pulling that across because there's really nowhere to put it down there. And we don't have any bodies to just load it out of there. So we're gonna kind of take it across and windrow it, and then eventually we're just gonna rock over top of it. So that will be a FEMA project also when it's all said and done. So our goal is over the next week and a half to get that thing all buttoned up and done with. So plenty of stuff going on, and we'll keep on moving.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. Jeff Brewer, Conservation.
Good morning. Big Hollow still remains full. I think I added up the other day, there's maybe only two reservable sites left until after Labor Day now. We built a new little parking lot on the west side of the Flint River Trail at the Nature Center, so you can get off 61 there, and there's a little gravel parking lot at the bottom of the hill in the prairie there. Other than that, summer projects are winding down. We're going to start losing interns pretty soon back to school, so status quo.
This is an aside. Nice job on all that RV parking out of Western Wofford, right, Brian?
Thanks. I appreciate your help.
You did a lot of preparation, did a nice job.
Thanks.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just mainly been doing upgrades for the offices, and we're going to be doing a larger server upgrade this afternoon for domain controllers, but other than that, just keeping busy. So.
Did anybody get a chance looking at the speaker out there at the fair?
No, I tried to see if I can get a hold of somebody to talk to out there, but I didn't get any luck, so. Ain't getting better out there, or is it still pretty hard to hear?
golf?
Probably more of an equipment issue out there, I imagine, so.
Well, I went and told them that I thought you might be coming, and they said, oh, we've already taken care of it, it's okay, man. Well, they've been saying that for 10 years.
Ken Hyman, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Good morning. Been working on getting those two vehicles that we budgeted for mental health advocates, getting them ordered through the dealership. Did find out that they didn't come with, in our original quote, they didn't come with cruise control. So I went back over there and talked with them, and they agreed to install cruise control within our budgeted amount. So I'm thankful for that, since they have to go 8 counties, you know, and sometimes to Iowa City to visit people at the hospital and things. So that'll be helpful. So basic vehicles, but we got a pretty good deal here locally.
Protect us from web-footed advocates.
Yeah, they're only 4 cylinders, so they've still got to push on the pedal for yard.
Todd Schell, Warren County Attorney's Office.
Good morning. The county attorney is beginning jury selection as we speak in a first-degree murder trial upstairs on the 3rd floor. She's doing that along with Assistant Attorney General Scott Brown, a former member of our office. So it's always nice to have the alumni back. We're settling into our new positions. We have Ryan starting to do district court, and so we're starting to settle into our new staff assignments. For me, that includes some of the civil work. I have open projects with maintenance, treasurers, auditors, and of course with Matt Warner upstairs at the assessors. So we're getting there.
Thanks, Todd. Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Morning, Tom. Had a pretty busy weekend. All went pretty well. I was very impressed with the Rag Bright operation. I thought it went very well. They were very well organized. And of course, they buzzed through Middletown in our county and buzzed back through the next morning. So, but probably some of the nicest bunch of people I've had to deal with for a long time. I thought they were very polite. I probably had 12,000 thank yous for directed traffic, so I thought that was really cool. And really good time, and I know that we've heard some negatives, but I'll tell you what, I didn't see any of it. People were very well behaved, and I think they enjoyed their time. Our department, we use a lot of our reserve unit, which was very handy, and they did a great job, and a lot of long hours involved, but we were happy to have them. Enjoyed it.
Thanks, Mike. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. Everything's going good, keeping busy, but don't really have anything new to report, so. glad Rag Bright went off as smooth as it did.
Thank you. As probably not a secret, I'm on the backside of a cold, so if it's not clear when I say anything, feel free to raise your hand or yell Tom or something like that. I will repeat myself. Correspondence, I have none.
I have none.
Proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll claims reimbursements. Apparently we don't have payroll claims reimbursement.
No, let me go check with Kathy.
Okay. Highly regular.
You turn around, now you'll have to shell.
Start reading them upside down.
A skill I never picked up.
Mm-hmm.
writing the checks?
I don't know. There you go.
You didn't lose your voice, huh?
Often.
Sorry for the gap.
Not a problem.
It's a really big reimbursement claim, too.
Okay. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $39.55.
I move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a request for a Class B native wine permit for County Treasures LLC. I'd never heard of one of those.
Country Treasures, not County.
Country Treasures, I've got kind of.
I've got county.
All right.
When does that start?
It asked Bill about that one.
The state sent it to us. I think it's like a wine tasting someone's having for a one-day thing.
Actually, I printed off what it was. I can't remember what it was now.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for Spirit Hollow Clubhouse. I didn't bother Mike asking about this one. I just kind of assumed it was okay.
It's good, yeah. It's good. Thank you, sir.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have approval of the supplemental agreement for the final design of bridge number 143370. County number YS19.
So the next two are kind of twin bridges to a certain extent. Only one's a little bigger than the other because of the drainage area. These are the bridges up on Mediapolis Road we've talked about for a while. You've already done the preliminary design and everything. This is how we kind of finish out is do a secondary supplemental agreement. The first one you have comes to a rough total of $33,000. That is a moving total because some of the items have a max. And if they're underneath, then they're underneath. And the second one's got a total of $35,500. So this basically finishes the design and gets a set of plans together, ready to bid. And depending on timing, we'll either bid this fall or the following fall. We're going to aim for summer construction, and we're going to try to force these to be built at the same time so that Mediapolis Road is closed about 3 months less than it would be. So.
Move to approve.
This has been discussed as ad nauseum, so. Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And we have the same supplemental agreement for final design for county project number YS20. As just discussed by Mr. Carter, explained by Mr. Carter.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Second year roads is the Des Moines County, Iowa procurement policy, or
yeah, and this has not been discussed in depth, but this is just jumping through hoops. That's exactly what this is. We have a purchasing, a basic purchasing policy, and it was rejected by the feds that oversee the emergency repair program, the ER program that we're going to utilize for some projects. So to have a chance at the funding that we're obviously trying to pull in to help repair some of the damages, they sent us basically a boilerplate that they recommended, and after looking through it, Julie said it really says less than what we already have and doesn't hurt anything. So she went around and switched it over to Des Moines County, and so this fits the paperwork that they want. We had, I think it was a page and a half email of things that they wanted, and she put it all together, worked with Terry's office to get some of the stuff, what ultimately came back was they wouldn't accept it because it didn't have some of the references to some other policies and codes or something. So if you read through it, I don't think it says a whole lot, to be honest with you. And it ultimately, we still abide by Iowa law with our purchasing. So this is really just to take care of some hoops we have to jump through.
Understood.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. One personnel action for local health, Karen Kemp, a promotion to a new position as office manager, exempt position, annual salary of $39,415.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Personnel action for the Sheriff's Office. We have Dylan Beard, deputy, a 24-month increase. The previous rate was $51,739.59. The new rate is $56,243.76.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Hard to believe he's been there 2 years already.
It is. Is he still growing?
Dylan Beard.
Is he still growing?
Yeah, I think he's growing this way a little bit.
Is
now.
He?
He's
not right here. Every time I see him, I forget how tall he is.
He is. He's tall.
We have minutes for the regular meeting of July 23rd, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
None.
I have none. Committee reports?
None.
I have no committee. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board,
you know, I
please
step back. I did have a regional planning meeting.
Excuse me.
Oh, and I want to mention there's a DOT meeting tonight.
Yeah, I mentioned that
in Minneapolis. Yeah. I think it's 5 to 7 at the school. It's just it's not a demonstration or anything else. They're going to have plans laid out of the quote unquote bypass up around Minneapolis of the new 4-lane, and they're just looking to talk to landowners that they're going to be buying right away from. So I'm planning on attending for a part of it, but it's already pretty much determined. It's not a discussion on the alignment. It's just simply to kind of, I'm assuming, their final meeting to meet their steps that they have to go through. So, but this is an FYI on that.
Thank you. Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board? Please give us your name and address for the record and try to limit your comments to 2 minutes. Seeing no one rise, with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
Good job.